Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Welcome. Welcome, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Let's get started with today's episode. Today, I have named this episode, I Can Never Get Enough Play. My moniker these days is Dr. Tina Plays, and let me tell you, I can never get enough play. I am a shapeshifter. What's your blueprint for pleasure? So what am I talking about, you may ask? What I'm talking about is understanding the erotic blueprints, Jaya discovered and described archetypes, the erotic blueprints. There are 5 erotic blueprints. It's really a secret tool for wellness, even though she discovered it to help people with their sex lives. Why is it a tool for wellness? Well, pleasure is your superpower. Pleasure is a superpower tool to guide your body back to health. The body always wants to be well, but the brain's well-intentioned but misguided survival clues is constantly judging us, and it keeps our body in a state of high alert. We're always scanning for danger. Am I okay? Am I okay? And what that does is keep the body in a state of tension. And when the body is in a state of tension, it's like the machine that is our body stays on for hours and hours, days and days, months, years, without any true, real downtime to recharge. Now, what would happen to your computer or your computer's battery if you was on all the time? Let me tell you that last week, I actually had my computer plugged in, because I often do, even though it's a laptop, it can go places. I want to make sure I don't run out of charge. I don't know, maybe I was doing work, maybe I was with patients, maybe it was on my podcast, but I literally got a notice on my computer that says, this is not good for your battery. You need to unplug for a while. We don't like to be plugged in all the time. And it was like, oh, yeah. And then I remember when cell phones first came out, right? You had to wait till the battery completely depleted before you recharged it. And if you kept charging it, you might not get the full charge. And so the balance between being fully charged and fully depleted in every machine is probably a fine-tuned instrument that we really don't know all the innuendos and all the ins and outs, especially for the human body. But what we do know, we need sleep. We need rest, right? And it's not just time in bed, it's sleep. When we have deep sleep, the body cleans itself and detoxes itself and really recharges. When we have REM sleep, that's your dream sleep, that's when we reprocess our emotions and learn to actually deal with our emotions. And all of this is like a brilliant machine that says, wake, sleep, go, rest. Now, right on my middle finger, if any of you are looking, right, on my, give them the finger, I wear an Oura ring. And I love my Oura ring because it's helping me actually measure my sleep. And I am the Energizer Bunny. I am a go. And I used to say I'll sleep when I'm dead, right? But I also prioritize sleep. And I realize one of the things that I have done well my whole life is surf the surfboard of life. I work hard, I play hard, I go, but I sleep hard. But now I'm a little bit older and my sleep is not as good. And so I'm really working on prioritizing sleep, because the more I sleep, the more I get to be awake and play, right? And not drain my body of energy and not live in fight, flight, freeze, or please. And so we really, really want to stay in an active but pleasurable mode. And You want your nervous system to be alert and focused and awake and in the flow, right? Which is the parasympathetic version of excitement. And the sympathetic version of excitement is fear and trembling, right? So it's the same similar body sensations of being awake and on fire and alert. And maybe there's a little bit of sweating and maybe the heart is a little bit, but we want it to be interpreted in the body as a flow state and an excitement state and not a fear state. You know, for me, because I'm really competitive and I also have a little bit of a fear of loss of control. Yeah. And also of heights, right? So when I've gone zip lining, if any of you have done that where you climb to the top of a tree and then you literally are attached to ropes and you go between the trees and you're up in the air, canopying, flying between the trees, my gosh, is that terrifying and so exhilarating at the same time. And it's like, the ability to hold both of those emotions simultaneously, my body probably gets really confused because it's got, I'm climbing up the stairs to the platforms and it's like fear, 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 fear. And then let loose, let go and scream and laugh and cry as I'm flying over those trees, right? And so it's, life is doing the dance of aliveness. But aliveness ideally with excitement and surrender and letting go and not constantly being on guard. And yet it's really important to have that sympathetic nervous system to constantly be knowing, do I need to be on guard, right? Am I flying through the trees for fun, or am I like flying and tear-assing across an open field because someone's chasing me, right? And a friend of mine actually just described that happened to him on vacation. He got mistaken for someone and he was chased and it was horrible, right? So it's not that the sympathetic fight, flight, freeze, or please is bad for us. It is vital for our survival. But for us to thrive on this planet, we need to know how to turn off survival and live in rest, digest, relax, reproduce, in play. It's how to take pain and put it into purpose, how to take pleasure and truly play in pleasure. So the erotic blueprints help you decide and help you understand your body better. What feeds your spirit? What turns you on? What lights you up? And everybody's nervous system is programmed just a little bit differently. Just like we have individual fingerprints and all 7 billion people on this planet are unique in that way, there are archetypes for the nervous system experiencing pleasure. And that's what was described by Jaya. But everybody has their own unique signature. You know, a little percentage of this, a little percentage of that. And I would like to say that our nervous systems are the part of us that continue to evolve during our life. And so the body is a process and the nervous system is a process. And our blueprints can morph and change and transform as we grow and morph and change. And the first time I took the blueprint quiz, I came out with one prime blueprint, right? It was the central blueprint. It was all about my emotions and sensation and candles and, you know, massages and all that. But that was, I am convinced, a box that I was programmed to believe. And if you listen to even experts, they'll tell you, like, women need to relax to have sex. Men need sex to relax. And they describe different blueprints based on gender. Well, I disagree with that. And I can tell you that one afternoon, or it was really a morning, in Path to Passion, letting down my guard, understanding a new vocabulary about sexuality, and my blueprint changed. I retook the quiz without all my filters, but from a more deep, authentic place. And all of a sudden, I was a shapeshifter. And then, boy, oh boy, I realized I had been living in a sexual blueprint, and thinking I was supposed to be a sensual, and I was engaging in relationship with someone who was living in his sexual blueprint. My work was a sexual blueprint. My exercise was a sexual blueprint. And to truly be filled up and vibrant, the shapeshifters need to play in all the blueprints. They're the best chameleons. They can find pleasure in any blueprint, but they need all the blueprints. And so part of my burnout and kind of depression and feeling just not like myself was that I had narrowed my focus in so much of what I did in life to living in a sexual blueprint, in a black and white, in a body thing. And the sexual blueprint is Western medicine. So now I'm going to morph a little bit and we're going to talk about why it's so important to understand your blueprint, perhaps understand that Western medicine is the sexual blueprint of healing, understand other modes of healing and what blueprints they may attract or repel, and understanding how to communicate to your healer what kind of blueprint you are, and understand that you can choose different healing modalities depending on your blueprint, because different modalities of healings may appeal to people and be more pleasurable in their body, which again will help them heal. Because if we can get into that parasympathetic state, that's where the body heals. And so understanding the sexual blueprint is about orgasms, nudity, nakedness, and the concept of sex is an orgasm. What else? You can have 3 hours of lovemaking, but if there wasn't an end destination, it didn't count. Well, it's a very yes-no view. Think about Western medicine. They talk about you're well or you're sick. They miss the gradations in between. Well, I don't have a disease yet, but my body's not actually functioning up to snuff. I know something's wrong. I can feel something wrong. Some of my labs may even be wrong, but they're not yet disease diagnoses. So nope, you're not. There's nothing wrong with you. You're insulin resistant, which isn't even pre-diabetes yet. And it's certainly not diabetes. So there's nothing wrong with you. No. There's a continuum of life. That's like foreplay before the orgasm, right? And if we can heal when there's just a little bit off, don't you think it's a little easier to heal rather than waiting till the car breaks down? It's like you want to take the car in for tune-ups. You don't want to wait till you're stuck on the freeway and there's steam coming out of the car or there's a flat tire. If the air in the tire is getting low, you want to bring it in. And if you think, if we stay with the racetrack idea, when you think about healing, if you're in the fastest race of your life and you want to win, you have to stop at every rest stop, not slide through, but stop, brake, take the tires off, change the oil, do all the things. And the race car drivers that take the break as their engineers are fixing their car, they know life is a team sport. They know they need to rest, they need to drink water, and they need to get refurbished before they go and speed through on their race and to win the race. Basketball players, they don't play all four quarters. They take breaks and they get rotated in and out and they drink water and electrolytes and let the team hold their game going if they need to come out for a break. And so I want you to understand why it's essential to prioritize play and pleasure. And we're going to talk about the different blueprints and how they impact your healing when we come back for break. We're taking our first break right now. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. That's my podcast with me, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician and educator, speaker and coach, on the Inspired Choices Network. Please follow me, sign up for my newsletters, play.womensreproduction.com or just womenreproduction.com. And let's go to break number one, because it's time for a break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul, from neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk. She'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And I was racing through that first segment. I was in my sexual blueprint, which is my lowest blueprint. I was stressed and a little nervous to start my podcast. And that was not really my favorite way to be. So it was really good timing that I had a break. So now I'm going to move over to some other blueprints and talk to you about how I think the blueprints and healing work together. So the energetic blueprint is all about going slow. It's about taking breaths. It's about getting pleasure from anticipation, from longing, from tease. It's about loving the sunrise and experiencing it. It's about enjoying when the sun goes down. It's about enjoying the energetic gaze into someone else's eyes, lovingly, longingly, just sitting and being present to life. It's about taking time to make decisions. It's about having a nervous system that is so sensitive that it feels energy. It is energy. It knows that there's so much more to this physical being than a body. There's an energy and a speed and a resonance, and the energetic can tap into that. The energetic really is uber sensitive to energy and nonverbal communication. That's your younger sister who's so sensitive when you just look at her the wrong way and she breaks down and you get in trouble for mom. That's the patient in the doctor's office who can't make up her decision about what treatment course in the 8-minute doctor visit, of which of that 8-minute doctor visit, the last 30 seconds was, and here is what you're going to do to heal. And she's like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't even take in the first 7.5 minutes of what's going on with my body And you're asking me to make a decision about surgery or drugs? I'm sorry, doctor, but I can't make that decision. And the doctor's like, I don't get it. Here's the script. Just come back and just take it and come back. And the disconnect of that communication, because this energetic needs slowness and she needs to process it. And her body is literally feeling into, well, I don't know if my body's going to take that medicine well, because she is probably uber sensitive to medicines and she needs the lowest dose possible. And she knows that every other time a doctor has given her medicine, she's had a side effect. And the doctors seem to think it's all in her head because everyone else tolerates those drugs. I don't know why you need such a low dose. And she loses her agency and she short circuits. And she can't even think straight. That energetic blueprint, it takes up all her energy stores just to walk into the office of the Western medicine doctor. She's so much more comfortable in the Reiki healer's office who does energy medicine. She spends years perhaps with breathwork teachers. She's very comfortable in an acupuncturist's office. She'll even take their herbs, which is treating her body physically, but she knows they understand her energetically. They let her rest with the needles in for 30 to 60 minutes. She understands red light therapy and blue light computers, because she feels drained all day after going to work staring at computers. Some of these people are so stressed out going into stores with fluorescent lights. And when they explain that to their doctor, the doctor thinks they're insane and crazy. I recently had a woman in the office, and she has a genetic difference, I'd like to say. And it's really not caused her significant dis-ease, like, even though it is a disease, it's a genetic mutation and it's a genetic disease, but she doesn't have all the symptoms that everyone else has. But she is so uber in touch with all her body sensations. So her body has learned not to interpret those sensations as pain, as many other people with her dis-ease do. But ever since she was a child, she is so much more in tune with all the things she can feel in her body. And she gave me some comment the other day of like, my body was off around the time of the embryo transfer, and I know both pregnancies, I know exactly when I implanted. Like, what a superpower that could be, right? Now, there are people on this world who have what doctors would call synesthesia. It's a syndrome in the textbooks. Those people can feel two senses at the same time. So I met a blind man once who said he can literally see music. He's a musician. And he not only hears music, but he sees it. And I know for me, I feel things when I talk about numbers or colors. Like, I have an emotional reaction to certain numbers and certain colors and never thought much of it. But as I've done some deeper work into the energetics of things, I think I have a level of what doctors would call a syndrome, what I would call perhaps a superpower. So again, knowing you're an energetic, if you get pleasure from the energetics of anticipation, longing, and tease, and you get pleasure getting to know somebody slowly but deeply, and you like planning a party rather than having the party, recognizing who you are and recognizing perhaps you make an appointment with a physician and you talk to the staff and say, I will pay extra. I need extra time because I do things slower. Having agency to say, you know what, doctor, I don't make decisions instantaneously. I always mull them over for a day or two. and having agency for that. Having the communication with your doctor at the outset. Doctor, I need things to go slowly and I need time to make up decisions. So I'm going to let you know in advance, even though everyone else can possibly make a decision today, I'm asking you for 48 hours. So again, having the agency to know who you are and stand up for yourself. Teaching doctors how to deal with patients who need more time. That's really important to work with them. I've had patients where I've had to give them time. And then at some point, I actually had to put my foot down and say, you know what? I've given you 3 visits and now I'm feeling it's my nervous system is alarming that this is now life or death. And I need you to make a decision because now it's life or death. And we no longer have the time to wait. So again, knowing your blueprint, knowing your doctor's blueprint, knowing that Western medicine is appealing to your physical body, and that if you want to heal energetically, you might want to go out in nature and have some sunrises, sunsets, forest bathing, singing bowls, breath work, acupuncture, herbal medicine, shamanism. Knowing that there are other ways for you to heal, and you can do a conglomeration of those. So understanding that if you are an energetic, there are different ways. A naturopathy doctor, naturopathic doctor may understand you and be more in tune to you, and she's still dealing with your body, but understands your energy more. So those are things to understand if you're an energetic, how your body may heal differently and how to not get your nervous system short-circuited. So really understanding you and directing and planning your life so you're not constantly being like the boundaries are invaded, because that'll set you back. And I will, once I describe the other blueprints, we're going to go back to the energetic a little bit. The sensual gets lit up by sensation, sight, sound, taste, touch. They need the right environment for that sight, sound, taste, touch, and all things sensation. They get short-circuited if the right senses, if the senses are not lit up correctly. And so think of someone who enjoys food. And these are folks where culinary medicine and eating the right food is super important. The sommelier picking the right wine. There might be chocolate connoisseurs that can tell the difference between raw chocolate, dark chocolate, and the level of chocolate. So for them, food and culinary medicine is food and healthy food and whole foods is important to everyone. But for the sensual, it is like up there as super, super important. Water, making sure they have natural spring water with all the electrolytes, really important, right? They get healing from the sensation of moving their body, right? Dance and getting a massage, getting in close. So chiropractor, osteopathy, massage therapy, physical therapy is really healing for them. Sound baths, music, and dance might really work for them. And again, if they're in the Western medical system, these are people, bring your robe to the hospital, bring your own pillowcase, bring your own blanket perhaps, go with a stuffed animal or a rabbit's foot or something that comforts you to any procedure. Take essential oils with you and breathe in the smell if you're getting a procedure. Headphones, bring your phone and headphones so you can listen to music while you're having a procedure done. So make sure you take the environment and make the sterile hospital environment into an environment that works for your nervous system. Now, they've done studies, and if a hospital room has a window and someone can see outside, they are likely to get out of the hospital one day faster, right? So knowing that sterile environments don't work for most people is true and real. And if you are essential, it is essential. That is like you're on steroids for that. It is so much more important. Flowers, trees, plants, make sure your house has it. Make so you stay well. Make sure you have air purifiers. Make sure you use essential oils, not toxic smells. So these are really know your environment, design your environment. You're someone who might want to really feng shui your house, feng shui your office, even take somebody into your work office so you don't get sick. Design your work so your environment works for your nervous system. And eating works for your nervous system. And the sounds you listen to work for your nervous system. Talk to your boss. What tone do you need to hear so that you can work better for them? Talk to your doctor. You know, doctor, when you talk this way, I can't really hear it. But when you lower your pitch, when you speak slower, I can hear it better. So again, understanding your patients and understanding your physician and having agency to design your health plan for you, work with the medical system, but choose auxiliary healing modalities to fill your environment and your internal environment to match your external environment. So critical for that sensual. And now let's take a break and go take a breath.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and today we are playing with play. We are playing with the erotic blueprints and how they actually impact health and healing, and how they help us get into that parasympathetic, rest and digest, relax and reproduce best healing state, and best state to be in for the majority of your life. The sympathetic nervous system, that stressful survival nervous system, should be turned on in spurts when needed. It's like running a sprint and you shouldn't have to do it all the time. So we want to stay in the, life is a play and it's full of pleasure mode. And we're going to talk about the next blueprint. We've talked about the sexual blueprint, which is sort of black, white, nudity. We've talked about the which goes really slow and, you know, is very attuned to the energy of the world. We talked about, the sensual, which is all about all things sensation-based. And now we're going to get into the kink. And the kinky and Jaya's world is about anything taboo for you. So yes, there is the kink world that we know in the sex world, but kinky really applies to pushing edges, what's taboo, doing things outside the box, doing things a different way, doing things to break rules. And it's really a mind game, right? And there is actually, for in the sex world, there's psychological kink and physical kink. In the physical kink world, it's deep impact play. It's using sensations that are, let's just say, a little bit more forceful than the traditional box talks about for sexuality, right? Some people say it's torture, right? They might have handcuffs, they might have ropes, they might have leather and things like that. But in the play world of the kink world, they're using it to feel pleasure and not pain. And simultaneously, there can be pleasure in pain. You know, when I get a deep tissue massage, I always say it hurts so good, right? So pleasure and pain, pleasure and pain light up the same part of your body. And indeed, a hurt so good sports massage indeed is a touch kinky, right? Because it's not gentle massage, it's deep tissue. Ouch, that hurts, but it also feels really good. So physical kink kind of encompasses that, but there's also a lot of psychological kink. And psychological kink is kind of playing with roles and dominant, submissive. How much do I tell you what to do and you let go? And how much are you willing to surrender and let go? And when you think about the parasympathetic nervous system, it is about surrendering to life. It's surrendering emotionally to, like, wow, life is happening and I'm not dying. So I just have to accept that this is an uncomfortable part of life, or this emotion is uncomfortable, or I'm not getting my way, right? And so being able to flow with all your emotions and being able to play with them, some amazing ways to heal emotionally from stored trauma from childhood or early adulthood can be in the sex arena, can be by taking back your agency and recreating a scene where you were submissive before, perhaps you become dominant. Or you stay submissive, but this time you're staying submissive because it's for your pleasure, not for someone inflicting pain on you. And so it's a lot of role playing, and sometimes it's role playing in play and you're just doing a scene. And sometimes it's actually learning how to embody that role and reincorporating a part of you, like internal family systems, where you actually exiled pieces of your totality, pieces of your wholeness as a child. And how can you reincorporate them, right? And so there's deep work which can be psychologically healing when you use some of this kink world stuff in the sex world. So you can heal from a lot of stored energy and traumatic events, which could lead to chronic pain. And that may get better when you heal the emotions of it. And I invite you also, let's transition into that healing office. And the way Western medicine was described, it was, in my mind, very much a sexual blueprint of black, white, this is the way it is, with a layer of kink in it, because there's a dom role and a submissive role. And when you enter into a doctor-patient relationship in the traditional Western medicine, the doctor has held themselves the way the priest did in the past. They were the keeper of the knowledge, and the priests in the past, right, were the keeper of the faith, and they had to intercede between you and God. Well, in the doctor's office, the doctor is interceding between you and your body. He takes over and tells you, you don't know your body. He knows your body, right? And I'm using the he term because it was designed initially to be very paternalistic, very he to the people below. And so what happens if you are not energetically aligned with being submissive, Well, then you're going to butt heads because he's telling you what to do and you're fighting. And you might be rebelling because you're a bratty sub, because you've been put down your whole life and it's taken you your whole, childhood, middle teens, adulthood to get agency, to stand up for yourself. And you go in the doctor's office and he all of a sudden pulls the rug out from under you and says, you don't know anything about your body. I know the body and it can't be from that. Well, all of a sudden, you are forced into a child's role and it is not safe for you in that room. It's, what if they touch you without consent? What if they say, I'm putting the speculum in and it's going to hurt, and they don't ask for you to say yes or no? Then your body literally is violated and you are reenacting perhaps a trauma that happened when you were younger, and that's going to re-traumatize the body, which is going to lead to more exacerbation of whatever adverse childhood experiences you had as an adult. So again, understanding how you play. Now, I take patients and I often give them homework in role playing the dom and the submissive, because I want my fertility patients to actually love their body so much, then they could submit to the universe and allow the universe to love them back, to allow them to get pregnant. When we force things and we're living in that sympathetic fight or flight, it's not necessarily the best time to get pregnant. Now, if you think about being in the animal kingdom, if you're having sex and you're having pleasure and there's moans and groans and lots of noise, if there's a tiger lurking right behind that big bush, not a good time to have sex, because you'll get eaten before you get to reproduce, because you're making yourself known. And so sexuality needs to happen when you are in that safe zone, when you are the whole body. So sexuality tells your body you're safe to let go, have an orgasm, have pleasure, moan, groan, be vocal. And simultaneously, you want your body to be safe when you're having sexual relations, especially if you're trying to procreate, right? Especially if you're trying to have pleasure. If you are not comfortable in a sex encounter because you really don't have good consent or good communication with your partner, it's really hard to let go and have the level of pleasure you desire. And so again, understanding, are you normally a CEO and very dominant in your life? How do you feel when you go to the doctor's office and they make you feel like a child and you know nothing? How do you feel if they cut you off? You've done lots of research about your disease or your syndrome or your symptoms, and they throw it all out and tell you you know nothing. That is not going to be good communication, doctor and patient, and there won't be healing, because again, the only way you heal is when you're in that regenerative state of repair. And if you're fighting and battling with your doctor or the nurse or whoever, healing will not happen. Now, the kinky mode, I think, in sexuality is top-down sex. It's they're creating and innovating. This is what I want for pleasure. This is what I want for their life. And then they're designing the sex to happen later. Well, I invite you that what's going on in the mind and what you create in the mind affects what happens in your body. So for all of us, the placebo response works. And the nocebo response also works. Placebo means I think it's going to work, so it does. Nocebo, I think it won't work, and so it won't. And so when you understand the power of the mind and the power of the communication between your mind and your nervous system, am I in rest and digest, and I trust the doctor, and I trust the medicine, or I trust the surgery, or I trust the healing modality, or am I in my survival mode and I'm fighting because I don't think any of this is going to work? It won't. And so do you see how understanding who you are, who your blueprint is, especially if you're a kinky blueprint, or if you're in a relationship that is using that kinky blueprint or using that role play and how that can affect your healing. And that's why I think understanding these blueprints and these playgrounds and where you play and where you fall and how the environment all interconnect and interact can be critical to healing. So now it's time for another break. Let's go to our last break.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer. This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with me, your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we are talking about playing and playing with your blueprints, your pleasure blueprints, your erotic blueprints, and how that affects getting well, staying well, healing, and repair. And so I just want to summarize for you that we've gone through four blueprints. We have the sexual blueprint. We talked about the energetic blueprint. We talked about the sensual blueprint and the kinky blueprint. Now, the last blueprint is the shapeshifter blueprint. And I mentioned at the beginning that that's mine. The shapeshifter blueprint can play and get pleasure in all the blueprints, can have superpowers from all the blueprint, can have the shadows, which are the short circuiting with all the blueprints, but to truly be filled up, we need to play in all of them. We can't live our lives in just one, which is why when I spent so much of my middle years, you know, in living in what I would call the black and white sexual blueprint and not even understanding why I was falling apart, shutting down, I get it now. I needed so much more. It's why I'm a doctor and a podcaster and a writer and a creative and a speaker and all the things, right? Because that's what brings me pleasure. So I invite you to find out your blueprint and play with your blueprint. Find out your partner's blueprint. Play with their blueprint. Instead of having same old at home in the bedroom, do we play in your blueprint or my blueprint? If you're a sensual, going to dinner with a glass of wine and having an amazing meal, you're sated for the night. Your sexual partner is like, that was the teeniest little appetizer for him, for his pleasure or her pleasure, if it's a sexual blueprint and a female. The sexuals need sex like you need air and water and food, okay? So I invite you to learn your blueprint. Get to know and start guessing what everybody else's blueprints. It'll make your communication with your friends oh so much better. Start getting curious about your physician and your other healers. And I'm going to list a whole bunch of healing. And we're going to work on talking about lots of these healing modalities because this podcast is about your healing playground. And it's about that we need to play, but about there's so many unique ways to heal, right? We heal through play. We heal when the parasympathetic is activated. But there's chiropractic. There's Western medicine. There's osteopathy. There's medication and surgery. There's herbs. There's exercise, massage therapy. All those are kind of treating the body, right? That's that sexual blueprint, the body part of it. Now, there's the narrative medicine, writing your story, re-editing your story, making it into a romantic comedy or a tragedy, right? That's using the creative instinct. There's psychotherapy, getting curious with the stories in your head, all the persons in your head, all the voices in your head. There's mental fitness with positive intelligence. There's family systems therapy. And all of those are appealing to the mind. And there's the placebo and the nocebo effect, right? Those are all creative outlets that might really appeal to the kinky. Role playing, right? Sex and scenes, and maybe just acting itself, or going to the movies or a play and seeing yourself in someone else's role. The healing arts can be healing, and part of it is healing through you see yourself as a mirror in one of the other people, right? Now, spiritual enlightenment and connecting with the universe, walking in nature, seeing sunsets, sunrises, awe-inspiring hikes, big vistas, watching movies that show those things, being on a plane and looking above and down below, right? Doing plant medicine and psychedelics, right? Those may really go to spiritual and energy work, as can Reiki and energy healing and acupuncture, and even going to a museum and looking at art, right? And looking again at the artistic parts of drama and movies and art, right? So the healing arts can be seen energetically and can be seen as a mental thing, but also centrally, the right environment, right? Going to a movie at home versus in a movie theater, reading a book, listening to a book, art itself, making art, drawing, painting, pottery, getting your hands dirty, making things out of nature, crafts, needlepoint, crochet, knitting, all of these things. Knitting can be a meditation. Meditation heals the spirit, but meditation also is about sensuality, right? Because you can meditate by going deep into your senses. Or you can meditate by going up and out into a mantra, okay? Herbs and diet can appeal to sensation. And so then when you think about exercise as well, dance, music, swimming, yoga, qigong, tai chi, forest bathing, how do you want to move your body? So I invite you to get curious with how you heal. If you're enjoying this show, please subscribe. Please give it a 5-star review on iTunes. Please share it with your friends. I'll be so grateful if you tell me how this impacted you and your life and your healing. What blueprint are you? What blueprint would you like to expand into? How do you like to heal? What healing modalities and experts do you want to hear from me? I would be so grateful. My job is to bring this brain dump to all of you. But I want to know what you want. It's a give and a take. I like to give. That's a part of my blueprint. I get pleasure giving and loving, and I want to do it for you. So please tell me what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want more of, less of. And next week, we're going to be with my really good friend, Sue Ann McCara, and we're going to talk about it's never too late to start anew. And healing happens at any age. Playing happens at any age. And remember, no one has grown up. We are all always growing up. All we're doing is adulting and playing in a new way. Because when you're all grown up, you're dead and 6 feet under. And so let's continue playing. Let's lift your life up. Let's continue to heal. Let's continue to play. Let's live in pleasure. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. And so, from my heart to yours, Dr. Tina, from your healing playground on the Inspired Choices Network, signing off. See you on our next episode.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.